prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the English radio program by Mylingual. A time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Lola Geralda. She is a co-founder of Pentagram, a unique digital music learning program. Pentagram is an app that allows musicians, singers, and non-musicians to play music easily. The app is one of a kind and has great potential. We are going to learn a bit about the app and about how Lola got involved with this curious project. Long live music. We are also pleased to announce that we have some other visitors here too. They are Daria.
Hello.
And Gabrielle.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. So please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain. Also, check out the Twitter of Pentagram. So, let's get started. Okay, so, music has been a vital part of all cultures for thousands of years. Many people have learned to play music and to follow rhythms by rote learning, which is a technique based on repetition. Just as musical styles and rhythms vary, so do the instruments. There are thousands of instruments from every corner of the world. Some are played with strings, others with mallets, others are percussion or wind instruments. Certain instruments only have a few notes, while others can play a range of octaves. Pentagram is an app that can be many different instruments, all from a mobile phone, tablet, or computer. You can learn how to read music and how to play different rhythms from your phone or tablet. The founder of Pentagram has a lifelong love of music and has studied music professionally in Spain and in the United States. He spent many years trying to figure out easier ways for people to learn music, and after struggling through lots of theory and years of study, he finally came up with an app that can be tuned to any instrument. So, Lola, as a co-founder of Pentagram, I'm curious how you met Jamie and how did you get involved with this project?
So I met him because he was my guitar teacher, and he told me about this thing that was going on in his head, but he didn't really know how to turn that into a business because he's a musician. So obviously his mind is in the clouds. So we became very good friends. And then a couple of years later, I joined a business school, IE Business School, and they had a startup accelerator. And I told him, like, hey, why don't we go through that accelerator with this and see where it goes? And it went very well. We won several prizes, so that's why we decided to you know, go all in and jump right into it. And so I've been full time on this ever since.
Mm-hmm. And what is your experience musically?
So I played the piano. I took piano lessons for a long time, when I was like from when I was like 8 until I was 16 or so.
Oh, wow.
And then I played the guitar, like I was self-taught for a time, but then I realized that I needed a teacher to improve. So that's how I met him. I joined a music school, and he was my teacher.
Wow. And what is your current role in this exciting process? Can you tell us a bit about your idea behind Pentagram and what you're doing and exactly what it is?
So Pentagram is, to be like specific, it's an interface that has the shape of written music. So the app we're working on at this point, which we will launch hopefully if everything goes well in like a few weeks. So this app, what we'll do is it will pick up the audio that you make either by singing or by playing any instrument, and it will basically give you visual feedback of what you're playing. So it will tell you which note you're playing and where it would be written on a music score. And this is important because it will allow you to learn by association instead of repetition, right? Because what frustrates people from learning music is actually having to repeat and repeat. And we know by research that repetition is very inefficient when it comes to learning. So learning by association, it's much more comfortable for our brains. So by knowing which note you're playing and where it will be written at the same time as you play it, you allow the brain to associate what you see with what you're playing, with what you're listening to.
And technically speaking, in terms of technology and apps and digital stuff, how do you do that?
So it's not very difficult. Well, it's very specific, but it's not difficult. The phone picks up the signal, and then just you tell it that if the wavelength of the audio is between this and this parameters, then it's going to be called C or D or whatever notes, F sharp, and then the app knows where to place it on the interface, and that sort of thing.
And how does that change from, say, a guitar to a xylophone to a tenor sax?
It doesn't really change. What we do hear a different sound, but the note is the same. So that's not an issue.
And
yeah, I really believe in what you said before, the learning by doing. I think the learning in all different fields is changing, and you are promoting a new way to learn music or to practice an instrument. And in Milingual, we are doing the same. We really believe that learning by doing, and social learning. I think it's necessary to have a base, of course, a grammar and so on, but we need to practice. And I believe that your app, your instrument, will help for people. And we are very happy here because I met Lola in the Think Shower 2 years ago, and at that time we met as well on La Mujer. So I think today is a really special day for all of us because we met 2 years ago, and we keep here improving our English and talking about music.
Yeah.
And new ideas. So who is this app targeted to? Who is it made for? For somebody who's new to music that wants to figure out and apply sort of modern digital technology to music learning, or is it targeted more to professionals who want a way to transcribe their rhythms?
It's meant for people that it's not a matter of where you are in terms of like how much experience you've already got or how much music do you know already. It's mainly targeted for people that really want to take music seriously and really want to learn properly. So there's a lot of people that learn how to play beautifully. Many of the artists we hear on the radio don't have no idea how to read a single note, but nonetheless they've learned to by ear. So this app would be for those who want to know what they're playing, like how you would write music, how to read music, what's the logic behind music, like in the theory behind what they're doing. So it's you can be a total beginner and profit from it, definitely a lot. But also if you already know a lot and you start using it, doing the same things you do when you practice, but just like bringing in pentagram at the same time and actually being curious enough to look and see what you're doing, they will also learn a lot. So
are there similar apps or are there other programs that attempt to do the same thing that you know of?
Yeah, no. There are many, but with differences, a lot of differences. There are a lot of them who aim at... for example, there are a lot of popular ones to do with piano and guitar, that what they try to do is like bypass the whole theory part and just teach you how to place your fingers so that it sounds well. You know what I mean? Like, learn without the theory. There are a lot of those which are great, but they won't teach you any music. There are some that are meant for you to practice sight reading, for example, and those are okay, but they will not give you feedback on what you're playing. They would just tell you if you're playing correctly or not, fixed songs that they have already incorporated or things like that. So there are several different kind of types, but none of them are exactly the same.
And as far as I understood, this app helps to perceive music kind of more visually rather than with ears. Is it, as far as I understood, people who perceive things more visually, they have advantage in using this app. Am I right? And like, it will be more beneficial to those who have not like that much of musical ears then.
Definitely, that's exactly the idea, to incorporate visual learning, because we as humans, we're very much more visual learners than like auditory. Do you say that, auditory?
Or you learn by listening.
Okay, by listening, I mean...
Yeah, you only have to see millennials that they only check videos on YouTube and pictures. Exactly. So it's true, now we learn easily with visually, right?
But when you're a visual learner.
Visual learner.
You learn by when you see something, as opposed to a hands-on or practical, where you have to touch and do to figure it out. Yeah. I know for myself, I'm like that. As a piano player, no, not that note. I remember practicing with my parents year after year. So let me see if I got this right. Your app is used, so if I were to play an instrument, the app hears or listens to what I'm playing, and then it transcribes it into music.
Not exactly.
No.
No. There are a lot of those kind of apps. They've been around for a long time, and they're great, but that's not what we do here. It's a matter of, I mean, the key for the association to happen, you have to have it real time. I mean, at the same time you play a note on your bass, for example, you get it, the app tells you which note it is. But it doesn't, like, I mean, there is a feature to record yourself, but the main benefit is for you to see at the same time as you're playing. The same way a teacher would tell you, hey, that note is wrong right now. Mm-hmm. Like, that exact note is wrong. It should be this other note. It's like having the brain of your teacher on an app, basically.
Wow.
For you. You know what I mean?
And does it also transcribe what you're playing, and then you could have, like, a playback feature where you could check and make sure that you're doing it correctly?
Yeah. I mean, it would, at this point, the app will not, like, print out the score for you.
Sure.
But you can record something and then play it again and see the notes. Yeah, you can do that.
And so from your experience working in music learning and as a student of piano and guitar yourself, what do you think about all of this recent hullabaloo about music being removed from public schools? In your opinion, what are the benefits of learning music and following through with practicing and improving in any instrument?
Well, learning music is definitely associated with some very important skills like discipline and persistence and tolerance to frustration at some point, but also about art and improvisation and listening skills. And rhythm, which is very important in a lot of things in your life, and it can be extrapolated to a lot of other other situations,
areas.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you do. It's very, like, it helps you pick up girls and boys, right? At some point, if you bring a guitar to a beach, you're the king.
Ah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Great, yeah.
So
I want to have a question for Aviva, as an English teacher, and Lola, as an expert of music. What do you think, which is more frustrated for, especially for Spanish people?
Frustrating.
Learn a foreign language like English, or learn an music instrument like a guitar?
I don't know. They're very different.
But I think both needs the same skills, right? You have to be very motivated. You have to be very perseverant.
Persistent.
Persistent. You need a good teacher.
Definitely.
And a good app.
Yeah.
I would say from my personal experience of 7 or 8 years of piano and 3 years of saxophone and speaking various languages myself, I think that learning languages are easier, or it's easier to learn a foreign language, I guess it depends on the language, than an instrument. In my opinion, because I've found direct use for the languages. So I study some vocabulary, learn a bit of grammar, and voila, I can go to the street and talk to people. Whereas I'm a very big supporter of music as a daughter of a musician, and I grew up in a musical family. I'm well aware of the benefits and the values of music learning and rhythm and expression. But I personally haven't seen my practical or applied use of being able to play the piano. I think it was a great skill, and I value having learned that, but it hasn't had such a direct impact or outcome as an instrument. Had I studied music professionally and now I was teaching piano or sitar, maybe I would feel differently. But I spend most of my days teaching languages and speaking in different languages.
Yeah, I believe that to play an instrument you need some talent, right?
No, not necessarily.
Not really?
No.
So you have to just learn. It's like anything else. It's like a language. Do you have to have talent to speak Korean? No, you just have to go ahead and try. I mean, obviously, if you learn it when you're a child, it's so much easier. But like with anything else, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I would not say that at all. I don't want to discourage anybody from picking up the sax if that's what they want when they're like 60, right? So, yeah. No.
Lola, do you think learning how to play an instrument, musical instrument, would it help to develop ability to sing?
Definitely, yes, of course. I mean, our voice is the first and foremost instrument of a human being, but it's very challenging at the same time because you don't literally can't see it, right?
Yeah.
So you have to develop your listening skills to know if you're doing it right or wrong. Right. So, yeah, definitely it makes it so much easier. And every musician has to learn the basics of singing, right? I mean, it's a bit, you have to learn.
Personally, I'm rather atonal and can't seem to match a note, despite my sister's presence in various choirs.
Really?
So I'll refrain from singing in public.
What about you, Lola? Do you want to try?
No, I'll pass this morning, I guess.
No. Daria?
No.
Gabby, why don't you sing?
Let's go.
And so what have been some unexpected surprises, good or bad, throughout developing this app? How have people received it? What kind of attention have you got?
So this last app that I'm talking about, it's the result. I mean, it's going to be because it's still not launched, but it's the result of some previous products we've been trying. And so far we've got very, very good feedback. I mean, the best word that someone can tell you when you show your product to someone is it's useful. That's the best thing they can say, right? Because if they say, oh, it's so cool. Cool is just like what? Cool is nothing. You won't. Like,
fun, exciting, huh?
Yeah, like, no, I want to hear someone saying, yeah, I would use it and I would recommend it. That's the best thing you can hear. And we've had those. So I'm super excited to launch this. I really think a lot of people will appreciate and will understand perfectly what we're trying and the value we're trying to put across.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a new app,
yeah,
as compared to what you have, not a new version.
It's kind of like a mix of everything we've done up to now.
I think this is very important that you learn from your customers or from your community and you can improve your business, right?
Definitely.
Trying to give more value to your people.
Yeah.
This is the life of the entrepreneur.
Exactly. That's what we live for. Yeah.
And who is it? So you said it's targeted to anybody with different levels. And do you work with other music teachers, or do you see it as maybe they might perceive this app as a threat to their profession?
We have had cases in which they say that this is actually bad for the students, and it's funny because usually it is teachers that don't know that much, and they do feel threatened because, after all, music is kind of a mystery for a lot of people. Like, not two teachers teach it the same, so sometimes they live on having a student come in for years, you know, before they.
And Lola, do you think that an influencer, like a famous musician, will help you to get more downloads of your app, or to get more
to promote
your app?
Definitely, yeah, of course.
Okay, I will introduce you some.
Oh yeah, who?
and what about the rest of you? Did you play? Do you play instruments? Did you study music as a child, or what is your personal experience with in the music world?
I tried to play piano.
Tried? Come on, be positive.
It was ages ago. It was when I was 10, 11 mm-hmm. years old. And I remember that I did my first year, and then I was kind of tired of it. And then my parents like kind of pushed me to continue. And well, and then the second year, I was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think if I didn't have that pressure, I might continue maybe a bit later, but yeah.
And what was it that discouraged you? Because I remember I went through the same thing as a rebellious teenager. Don't tell me what to do.
I don't know. I don't think I had really lots of motivation at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was really eager to start playing piano, and I was begging my parents to get me a piano for 2 years, and then I started it my first year, and I was tired of it. We still have the piano, though. Yeah.
And did you have music in your school? Or any kind of music education at school?
Yeah, we had music class, and it wasn't very practical. We didn't have to play an instrument, but we listened to different musicians, and we learned about music, about history of music. It was more of theory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play the flute.
The flute.
The flute.
The flute.
I think it's something quite typical here in Spain.
Well, in English, there's a confusion between the recorder, which is a plastic instrument that you play facing down, as opposed to the flute, which is silver, and you play kind of on your shoulder.
Ah, so the first one was...
The recorder.
The recorder.
At school, no?
At school, yeah. All children with the flute.
With the recorder.
With the recorder. And that's all my experience with instruments. But I am a music lover. I love to listen to music, see all kind of or different kind of musics, and enjoy concerts. So I really believe in music, and I think you before you mentioned about how we think about the school, no,
mm-hmm.
education. I don't recommend my old teacher. My own music teacher, but I really think that it's something important for children, for all these benefits that we mentioned before.
Self-expression also,
yeah.
I find important. With the way you compared, Gabby, the way you asked to compare languages and music. Music, for me, could be perceived, or very well is perceived, as another language, a way to express your emotions or your feelings. For me, it's nonverbal communication, which is a key point of self-expression. So
good point.
I've found it important to maintain music in education and in schools. And Lola, developing this app and working with Jamie, what are some difficulties that you've come across?
Many. From lack of funds to developers turning their back on us, to, I don't know, really harsh feedback from, I don't know, whatever person we approach. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle. I mean, being an entrepreneur is not easy, and and you do have a lot of daily fights. But I mean, the motivation and the belief and the vision keeps you going every day. So I'm super happy with what I'm doing. I wouldn't do any other thing right now.
Sure. And you said developers have turned their back or given up on you. So you're working with people who are helping you design the app, or have you figured out this algorithm and all of this technical mishmash that's another foreign language to me?
No,
on your own?
No. I wish. I mean, I wish I could wake up one morning and know how to code, but I guess.
You sure?
I would love to be able to do it myself and not, you know, have sleepless nights because this developer hasn't, hit whatever milestone that we had agreed. We do have to outsource, and eventually we will definitely hire programmers to be with us 24/7.
Yeah, in that kind of business, I think to have the technology in your team is
key. Yeah.
Is key, especially when you believe on technology and
you believe in
technology.
Good.
Because every day or every month you need to invest on that and. Technology is developing and progress so fast.
Mm. Technology is the key these days, it seems. Everything is turning more and more digital.
Yeah.
Which is why this app seems enticing or interesting or opportune, as it's combining music, which has been around for centuries and centuries, to a digital age. And people can learn and improve, which sounds great.
Yeah, I have a question to Ola.
Yeah.
As far as I understood so far, Pentagram works just with the different kind of music instruments, is that right?
And the voice.
And the voice.
Yeah.
So you can sing and then it tells you whether it was right or not, kind of.
It tells you which note you're playing. I mean, it tells you which note you're singing at that same point. Because I understand what you mean, but this way that it goes right now, it gives you full freedom over what you want to sing. So, for example, we were talking before about expression, and so it is super useful to learn how to improvise. Because when you improvise with an instrument, it's very easy to get carried away, and you soon don't know what you're doing. You just play notes. And if you want to be rigorous and you know, I mean, this app, remember, it's for people that are taking it very seriously. When you're practicing on your own and you want to improvise, you want to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because even though it's improvised, a good musician always knows where he is and what he's doing and where he's going. So it's like if you're talking and you start saying random words, that's no use. You got to know what you want to say, like the whole idea. So. Yeah. With having a feedback, real-time feedback, note by note, you know what you're doing, like, visually. That's why it's not so much as to, you know, load a song and the app telling you if that song is correct. Because maybe you don't, how do you get that song? Maybe you don't have that song loaded on a format that the app can read. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. So the visual feedback is like we were saying before, it's like having a part of the brain of a very good musician telling you note by note what you're doing. So I understand what you mean, and there are some people that are already doing that, and that's very useful, but this is the news, like the novelty in what we do, the innovation is this real time, just I'm going to tell you what you're doing, not if it's right or wrong, just this is what you're doing right now.
Let's go.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much for this wonderful session of sharing music and all of that. And please remember that we're always looking for more guests. And if you, as a listener, would like to be here in the studio with us, feel free to sign up for a free session at milingual.com. That's MILINGUAL.com. Thank you so much, Lola, for joining us on behalf of Pentagram. And for Daria and Gabi for being with us today.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you. If you want to practice more, please go onto our website, milingual.com, and sign up for a session. And definitely don't forget to follow Lola on Instagram, Twitter, @Pentagram, and Onda Mujer and Milingual on Twitter and Facebook. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.